Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast as part of the Super Network at supermarcy.com, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Oh my God, why is his top tucked into his undies?
The terrible Australian Bede Germine.
His outfit is so preppy and nerdish, I don't like it.
Trash Panda Colin.
I want a hot tub in a room real bad.
This podcast is intended for a mature audience, as it may contain explicit language.
It's the post-apocalypse,
I always think about in these movies, how disgusting.
Adult themes.
Well, I mean, I've seen this dude's nipple through his shirt.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. For exclusives, find us at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And now for our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dead brain! Dead brain! Dead brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hey everyone, this is Beach Mine, aka the Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to the long-awaited new episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. We are back from our surprisingly two-month hiatus.
It was a winter / summer vacation rest.
Yeah, we're allowed that. We
exactly.
Just didn't tell anybody. It's
exactly.
Fine.
Exactly. 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 And also, for our listeners out there, it gave you guys a good chance to go back to the old catalogue for the show and listen to old episodes. And but yes, I am joined by my very awesome co-hosts for today. And it's also a special episode as well, because it's our slightly late 6th anniversary show.
Yay!
And with me as always are my co-host. First up is Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, everybody. Here's my love heart. We're back and ready to celebrate 6 years of whatever the fuck this podcast actually is, because I don't know.
Marcy, can you believe it's been 6 years since we started this show?
Yeah, I mean, literally, there was nothing to do in lockdown 6 years ago, so why not start a podcast on a free streaming service and just find weird fucking things on there to watch?
I love
indeed.
Literally.
But also joining us is the most American of the Americans, and that is Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
I'm back, bitches. What up? Oh, my God. What year is this for me? Like three? Is this three?
Something I would say this is your third, year of the show.
Damn, we've been through some trials and tribulations in those 3 years. This shit's awesome. I love it.
So much has happened just to even you, Colin. You had a heart attack. You've lost Paul Mersch.
Mersch
what
died.
Else was there?
He went sober.
I got sober. I lost a bunch of teeth. I got those pulled. That was tight.
You lost one of your toes.
Yes, dude. Yes. I forgot about that.
The toes.
I did. My toe's gone.
What's nine toes, Colin?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, how do you forget you're missing a toe?
Well, so sometimes you forget, all right? Sometimes you just don't know.
That would be my own personal 9/11. I would never forget.
Bro.
My out of context for the day.
Bro, it was the most fucked up shit. Like, okay, so long story short, I'm playing basketball with my kid, right? And somehow I like thought I twisted my ankle, but like my foot went in and I guess it like did something to my toe. I don't fucking know what happened. So I went to the doctor and the doctor's like, nah, dude, you just pulled something in your foot. Like, you'll be fine. Fast forward like 2 weeks later, my toe is 90 degrees and purple. And I'm like, that doesn't seem right. So I went back to the same fucking doctor. Then he takes x-rays. He doesn't do it the first time I'm there. He does it the second time I'm there when it's 90 fucking degrees like this. like fucking like so bad. And he's like, we're gonna have to like, he goes, we're gonna have to take like a little bit of it. And I'm like, cool, that's cool. So fast forward fucking week. So I'm like this, right? Like I have like a little tiny, like where the nail is gone. So fast forward like 2 weeks after that, right? Fucking, I go back. Something's not healing right. I don't know what's going on.
The same doctor, right?
Same doctor, bro. Just I go me. Back, go back. And he's like, I don't know what's going on. So I see another doctor who's now my like toe and foot doctor for real. Dude, this chick is awesome. Super hot too. But she like, nice. Have to, dude. Nice. She's miracle and she's, worker.
And she's into feet shit.
Yeah, dude. So it's tight. So she's like, well, they didn't sew it up very well. So like you have some bone popping out and it like got like we're going to take that. So I have like my foot is like this, son. Like I got like it's like it's so tight, dude. I wear socks all the time and my toes are like this. So like my, it's like you just chopped off my big toe.
Does it look like Dennis Hopper's hand from Speed?
Yes, dude. That's funny as fuck that you said that because I just watched that with my kid the other day.
I am not
sure. I watched it 2 days ago with my kid and I was like, that's what my foot looks like. And he's like, yeah. I was like,
whoa. That is amazing. And the fact you both watched Speed in like 2 days.
It might still be on my queue to finish the credits.
Dude, best death I've ever seen where he fucking just pushes his head up and he fucking just decapitates him with a fucking
see and because am I a fucking idiot? What is the but I'm taller? What the fuck is that?
It doesn't make any fucking sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. It was like the dumbest line I've ever heard in a fucking movie after he killed him.
Okay. Like, I just want to make sure I was the only one.
So like, are we watching Speed now? Is it a
movie? Well, unfortunately, we are not watching Speed today, but we do have to introduce our other
that's the pregame
special
show.
Guest. Our special guest co-host for today, he is on a trial basis at the moment.
Oh. Rude.
Trial?
I mean, trial basis because he could be a new co-host of this show. And that, of course, is Clancy. Hello, Clancy. How are you?
Hi.
I'm good. I will apologize to the viewers. I, like Colin, we're eating our dinners right now, so Colin's got chicken wings and I've got a pork sausage cheese, cream cheese, and I mixed it with some Costco rotisserie chicken, so it's fucking nice. Tasty.
Boys are eating well tonight.
Yeah we're both like eating cheese. Yeah.
And exactly. We're all gonna eat well with whatever the fuck we're watching today.
Shut up. I had a salad, indeed. Dude. I'm fine. Like, I'm fine. I'm going to have a chicken wing.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Well, gang, it is our sixth anniversary show today. And usually for these anniversary shows, we always let fate decide the movie we're going to be picking for today. But since this is a few weeks late, this anniversary show, you know, we thought, you know, we'll just pick a movie for the show. And Clancy, since you are going to be hopefully becoming a new co-host very soon, it was about time you pick a movie for us. And what movie did you pick for our sixth anniversary show, Clancy?
I picked Champagne and Bullets, not only because it somehow came up on my Tubi as featured films. I was like, I thought it was one of those kind of like Hobo with a Shotgun, you know, like those kind of like recent B spoof movies. And no, I come to find out it's a fucking legit movie with the most insane plot I've ever read. And I, you know what? I didn't prepare for this. But the plot is, yeah. See, even fucking, even IMDb.
You know what?
Be shit.
We don't need the plot. We need to. You guys need to experience this movie without knowing the story to it.
Do I? No.
I have it right here.
I want to hear
the movie's from 1993.
Yeah.
The plot is two cops are fired after being set up by their corrupt boss, who gets appointed as judge, but secretly heads a satanic cult. After his wife is killed by the cult, one of the cops is determined to bring the cult down. However, that description is so much more different than what is on Tubi. It's like two different. I mean, the general cop judge thing is, yeah, the general plot, but the way Tubi describes it is fucking hilarious, and that's why I chose this.
Before we watch the movie, there we go. Exactly. Now, before we get to my spiel of what you need to do to watch this film, everyone, I have to make a little announcement. During our little breakaway, we lost somebody who was near and dear to the podcast. And that, of course, was the real Louise Lasser, who passed away.
I thought you were going to say Mersh.
Might have been last month. Poor Mersh. Right. No, the real Louise Lasser, who of course is the inspiration behind the Louise on this show, or at least particularly her character in Blood Rage, passed away last month. So we're going to dedicate this anniversary show to Louise Lasser's memory, and maybe Louise may make an appearance on this show
beyond the grave
at some point, from beyond the grave. Yes. But we shall see. So with that out of the way, what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Champagne and Bullets if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. If it isn't, it is playing on other streaming services as well. I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, if you're not... Since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, I'll play this sound effect.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Cowbell.
I thought you were going to play fucking I Got a Feeling. Ooh.
I might save that idea for the next episode, Colin. But
I'm taller.
Once the ads are finished, I'll play the sound effect again. Possibly, maybe we shall see. But we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, if you're not interested in watching Champagne and Bullets, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this is going to be a fun listen to regardless on its own. So, Marcy, Colin, Clancy, are you ready to sip some wine out of a gun?
Are you ready?
With champagne and bullets?
Champagne's not wine, B. Get it right.
It's champagne.
Am I the only one drinking again?
Yeah,
dude.
Well, I have to work later today, so.
I don't drink, dude.
Yeah, I know
exactly. I just have water.
Yeah, same.
Well, we'll pretend it's all champagne, so we might as well get straight to it. And counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. Hopefully the movie works and we can watch it this time.
Yes, and we can listen to the song again.
It's full of song again.
Yeah, all 20 minutes of it.
Yep.
Drinking champagne.
What are these lyrics? I'm just paying attention to them now.
We need you to write a song, but it's got to be about champagne and bullets.
Is there champagne in this movie?
I fucking hope so. You already know.
Oh, believe me.
Yeah.
There is.
There were bullets.
Well, there is champagne in this movie, and you're not prepared.
I don't want to know.
We want to see if we can watch this movie without technical difficulties again.
How do they think they're hidden? Yeah.
I literally thought he just said he had AIDS. He didn't say he had AIDS, but it sounded like it.
No.
Shut up, Finny. Yeah, Finny.
Well, this for the record, James DeHart, John DeHart, who is the writer, producer, star, and co-director of this film, he is one of these guys. He's not the guy with the glasses or wig Hauser, he's the other guy.
Yeah, he's the guy that looks like you could bash him up.
Yes.
Just by looking at him. Richard Grieco, he looks like Richard Grieco. That's what I was trying to think of. No.
That's him. That's James DeHart, John DeHart.
That's gotta be the dude from The Sopranos.
Kiefer Sutherland!
Damn it!
Damn it, Chloe!
Here we go, here's the bullets.
Oh, there's the bullets!
I mean, this episode of 24 didn't go down too well.
Not really, dude.
Oh! Oh no, not Wing Hauser.
This dude doesn't know how to shoot a gun.
It's LAPD. They suck at everything, okay? And they're not black, so they don't really need to kill them.
Well, I was gonna say, it's the LAPD, they're very coded, so that. I didn't say this that correctly, but you get the gist.
Oh.
They're not supposed to kill white people.
It's like still images.
Is that bad? What do you have open, dude? Do you have anything else open?
Oh, my fucking Grindr and Pornhub are open. Hold on.
I mean, Grindr's time.
I'm not on fucking any of those. Jesus.
I mean, you can't use fucking Pornhub in America anymore, so it doesn't matter. Gotta go to Reddit.
He kicked him in the balls for not give, and because he didn't want to give him his stapler
again. They're gonna make that joke again.
You have your stapler.
And I'll make the joke. Can we watch that movie if it's on Tubi?
Yes.
What kind of fucking officers that led you to believe that they were
involved? Meanwhile, 1 year later. Yes. Look at his outfit.
This is a courtroom.
Yeah,
like, what's happening? Why does he look
dude,
like Al Pacino?
Is he?
Yeah.
Am I that high, or is he talking to me?
Yeah, he's talking directly at you.
So bad, dude. So bad.
This Don't is you. A fucking game that somehow made it as a movie.
I mean,
it's just cutscenes from a game. Maybe we should let
Clancy share the movie. So that he can...
Go for attempt five.
I can see it fine for me.
It's fine,
dude.
It's
watch the video. It's so bad.
It is also on YouTube. I did find it on YouTube.
Or not, so I don't think it. I don't think it matters anymore. Do you have like any other apps open on your computer right now? Except for everything, kill everything except for Chrome or Zoom. Kill everything. You know, sir, it was very long
and low. Yeah. Had a fancy paint.
It's fine.
You know what? My experience is very unique right now with this movie.
That's right. You can watch it afterwards, like clearly, and see what you missed. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Why are we in a courtroom? What are they courting this?
Again, is that a courtroom? It looks like fucking somebody's basement.
Yeah. I think it actually is.
no fucking judge's desk or whatever the hell. Yeah.
Right. Where's the judge at?
This guy sounds like fucking Candy Nick Nolte. Stick to factual
observations. Observations. Well, I was close enough to
observe Finney. Jesus. Arr.
See, I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what they're in court for.
Well, basically, like, they're in court because he's basically now, like, since he had a fallout with his teammates, he's basically framing them that they stole the drugs.
Uh-huh.
Where's your gavel, sir?
They couldn't afford one.
In someone's fucking basement, for sure. Yeah. They didn't even get extra microphones.
What the fuck? God, the guy looks like one of them, Simon or Garfunkel. I can't remember which one.
Garfunkel. It's Garfunkel.
Art Garfunkel.
Art Garfunkel.
You do not besmirch the legend that is Wings Hauser, father of Cole Hauser.
Who the fuck is Cole Hauser?
You know, Cole Hauser. He's on like all those Yellowstone shows and shit.
I didn't watch that dumb shit.
Was he ordered to take his sunglasses off? Because he is more haunting to look at without them.
Oh,
like he looks fucking weird.
It's a fantastic courtroom. Oh my goodness.
My God. What court is a collapsible table?
I was gonna say, it's like,
look at this velvet.
What is that outfit?
Look at this velvet America fucking God. Olympic Whoa. Jumpsuit, dude. I need that.
Or is that towel material?
Oh,
Jesus.
What the fuck?
Okay. A shotgun hip shot.
Colin, I think you need that USA jumpsuit.
Dude, I was just saying that. Where can I find that? I'm looking it up right now. Hold on.
We should do an anniversary episode of this movie and all wear these jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Yes. And Wiggs House's outfit looks like something I'd wear.
Yeah, I want his shirt, to be fair.
God, could you imagine the fuss you'd get in that shirt?
Bro, so is his family going to die at some point? She left your ass, man. She
dumped you. You know how to hurt her. Meanwhile, at night.
There's the champagne, maybe.
John the Hart is taking all these 30-year-olds to prom. Hey, I need you
guys to chill out a little bit. We're gonna get the chauffeur. What is he, a fucking limo driver on the side now?
Yeah, because like now he and Wings Hauser have been fired as cops. He has to work as a limo driver. Whoa!
Oh, tits, maybe? Oh. Wait.
Maybe?
No. No, yeah.
I'll be able to see frame by frame. I'll tell you that. Oh, there they are.
There's a difference.
At least you get something.
Mind you, again, they're meant to be in high school.
Don't.
Holy shit!
I need a piss stop.
Transform your
piss stop.
Add.
Oh, you can skip it.
Oh, we can skip it. Add.
Skip it. What?
Yeah, it says right there.
Yeah, it's a big fucking box.
I don't know what the time is for the movie.
I'm trying to find this jumpsuit. I found it. Found it.
Yes. Yes.
Is he jumping? Oh, I thought he was still driving.
No, I didn't.
To be fair, I think if I was in the sharing a limousine with these high school students, I'd jump out of it too. They need to pee.
What, on all the side? Okay.
Yeah. And he's going to dump their ass and drive away.
It looks like a normal car.
Yeah, Marcy, you're a girl. You peed with other women before. You drag bitches to the
bathroom. Wait, he's leaving them?
Yes.
What was the Bela Lugosi joke?
Yeah, what was that?
Is he...
Oh, what? Inappropriate.
Gotta do my ironing while wearing my cowboy hat and wear no pants.
With my...
And there's a fuck doll.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is this? Who's Leather Daddy?
What is he wearing?
That's the guy we saw oh, before. Shit.
What? Who's Leather Daddy?
Red Light Man! Not okay.
What is with the fucking Indian on the couch?
I don't know. Why does he have that there?
I'm so glad
you're home. I'm okay. So meanwhile, random women at the arcade having champagne.
Marcy, it's Bartronica or Bar 8. What is that bar we always go to?
I think it was Bartronica.
Yes.
What? I don't think we've been there for about 8 years.
Who are these fucking guys supposed to be?
I don't know!
They're former cops.
Looking like a fucking dominatrix, and now he looks...
And he's trying to pick up 80-year-old women at the bar? What's
like
going on?
Asshole.
Marcy, would you believe me if I told you that those two women, that's meant to be the daughter and the other woman's meant to be her mum?
Wait, that's which one's the mom?
Daughter and wife, are you kidding?
The one who just walked away. And the thing is, she is meant to be the former girlfriend of this guy. Look, Rick, I don't know what it
is we have to talk about. Why is he drinking piss?
Where did he get that beer from?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did he order anything? Is he just drinking other people's drinks?
You should have stuck around. Whose drink is that on the side? There's no one there.
There isn't.
She doesn't have anything in her. She doesn't have anything in her glass.
Yeah.
I can see.
Or his wife? Who is it?
Marcy. She's
at the bar. Where did all the drinks go?
What happened to the beer on the side that no one had? Fuck?
Dude, that's the best edit in a movie I've ever seen.
Is this cut backwards? There's the shot glasses.
Yes.
Oh,
it's back. The beer's back.
There it is.
What?
There we go. So they shot the previous scene. After
yeah, they went this backwards and just dubbed over it.
That's, oh my God, that's just what happened.
Why?
Get ready for the next.
This movie, is it?
There it is. There's all the. What the fuck? Oh, God.
He doesn't even know how to drink. Wait.
Now we're going to have line dancing.
What kind of shithole bar is this? There are four different sets happening here.
Dude, she's loving it. She's so wet right now.
Me or her? Because I'm enjoying dancing here.
Why does he look so rapey right there?
Because he is.
Oh my God.
Hey, it's the Native American statue. He came to life.
Guys, you got to learn how to do the shimmy slide.
This guy has zero expression. All he does,
like,
he looks
so rapey.
This is how he acts. He's like this. Hi.
That's why Marcy, he's the current writer.
Like my champagne and bullets.
That's why Marcy, he's the star, writer, producer, and co-director of this movie.
Is there any trivia on this? I need to know.
I know this was his first. Actually, in terms of trivia, there's actually three different cuts of this movie.
Does one cut out this song?
What? Nope. There's like one. There's a 99.
Yes. How is he Yeah.
Dude, I love the guitar player all the way to the right. All the way to the right, he's just singing the entire song, dude. It's so funny.
And like three people are dancing?
Jesus Christ, the same fucking dance.
Gaffietti. Nobody is
ever this excited about a band. Would you say?
It's skinny Gaffietti.
It's Gaffietti.
Oh my
and
God.
And Shawn Michaels.
That's Ozempic Gaffietti.
Yeah. So who's this blonde woman? Is she his daughter, his wife, his sister?
His ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Why is she hanging out with his wife? Is this what was happening? I don't know.
My God.
Why does he look like he's about to shit his pants?
Yeah, that's his permanent
really
expression.
Afraid.
Yeah.
He's got the lyrics in front of him on cue cards.
Oh, we're done.
Okay. Oh yeah, by the way, he wrote the songs for this movie as well.
Right, I'm where's my paper?
I couldn't
need a
be
pen.
More surprised.
I'm writing a movie with this quality. I'm writing a song for it right now. Paper. Do I have a pen?
That girl is
over the chunky slide.
If this dickhead can make a movie that idiots like us are watching, I'm done.
Oh, there's a stripper.
Oh,
hello. Oh, okay.
I find a pen. Oh, I found my cube.
Okay.
Oh, all
right.
Oh, whoa, they're on different continents, those tits. What is happening?
Yep.
What areola is...
One areola is the size of the other side's breast. Why is there a child in here?
That's why I guess. He's old enough to drink?
I don't think they're old enough to play Pokemon.
Oh, fucking... What was that?
Whoa.
Professional fucking Natalie Portman haircut?
Yes.
Oh.
Am I your sexy boy?
Sexy boy. Which one?
The dude with the long hair, he looks like Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, if Shawn Michaels had caterpillars for eyebrows.
Fabio. Fabio Shawn Michaels.
Fabio.
We're just Fabio Michaels.
For no reason.
I hope this woman went back to her plastic surgeon and got those boobs fixed. That is a terrible job. That poor lady.
Looking at and laughing at. What is happening?
Is this plastic surgery Donatella Versace, his wife?
No.
What the fuck is going on? Oh, that kid's got to call their parents to get a ride home.
Is it cool if I stay out at a bar longer?
Can I watch this stripper?
Hello, police? Hello, police? I want to... Hello, police. I want to report a woman stripping naked at a strip club.
It's the LAPD. Are they black? It doesn't matter.
We got our... what do they beat people up with? Batons? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What are these video games?
Can they
games?
Turn this music off? Off, it's distracting
The only one is Miss Pac-Man. That's a real game. What are these other ones? What's Aztec?
Aztec is.
Oh,
what the fuck?
My ass.
Shawn Michaels, no!
What the fuck? At least he punched the guy, slapped him.
The greatest thing ever.
Yeah, smash it over him. Oh.
I hope these little videos make the cut to show how shitty the quality is and how sick it makes it better, honestly.
Dude, I have to see this.
Just
fight
keep
in
drinking,
the video.
It'll start playing it's perfectly and clear.
I unfortunately didn't get the fight, but I got the idea.
Damn, dude. that stripper's hot.
It plays like plumbers wear ties.
Oh, we should play that together.
Play,
Plumbers,
no, plumbers wear ties. Is that what it was?
It was that angry video game nerd episode that he did.
Yeah, yeah.
The fucking
that weird
CGI game.
I think. Yeah.
I thought Finney died. What is going on?
He's this fucking dickhead.
Is that Liam Neeson?
Look at his hair. He's got so much gel in his hair.
Dude, I had hair like that back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, I did too.
The 90s were all about the hair.
Wait, you had hair? God.
Oh.
Yeah, he had hair in the 90s.
Huck? What the hell was that? What, who's typing?
Huck is Wing Towser.
Finny.
It is 1993 while you still using a fucking typewriter at a police station.
It's his word processor.
LAPD.
Also, what is he wearing? Why is he dressed like a pimp?
A pimp cowboy.
Maybe that.
When was this movie made? 94?
93.
Okay, so it was before OJ. All right.
Do we know why this guy wanted to make this movie?
I think he just wanted to. Like, he's not made anything else since this movie. It's surprising.
And how did they get Wings Hauser to be in this movie? Did he have blackmail material, or?
Most likely, yes.
I was looking at that police department sign that was on the window behind him in the last shot. It looked like it was literally taped on the fucking window.
I think there is part of it that's taped on it. It's taped, like, there. Oh, it fell off, because it's not on that one. You folks take care of
yourselves. Yeah, Huck.
Yeah, that one. It's, like, taped on there. Like, what is... Maybe it's not. I don't know. Drugs are bad.
I mean, I'm 100% convinced Wings Hauser was drunk this entire movie, and you'll understand why.
I'm not even in the fucking thing, and I'm drunk.
I mean, I'd be drunk if I had to be in this piece of shit.
Clancy, that video is so good, dude.
Right?
Oh, shit, I need to see. Poor Clancy.
I am loving it. Like,
it really it's watchable if you felt like watching a Sega CD.
Yes, yeah. I feel like I'm watching this on like low grade internet.
What's a picture in the background that looks like fallopian tubes?
Maybe it is fallopian tubes. I don't fucking know.
And it does behind her head.
That dude looks like it's made out of paper.
Yes. It's Why made out of a paper bag.
Is this his wife?
It's his ex-girlfriend.
I thought his wife and daughter were murdered. When does that happen? Does that happen?
Is this guy trying to be fucking Tarantino with the dialogue here?
Yes. He's trying to tell a joke.
You know when someone has no idea about a film where there's way too much dialogue for no fucking reason because they didn't know what to put in.
This waiter has other tables, sir.
Get this guy off my ass. Get this guy off my ass. You almost have
a good joke. Oh my god.
You almost have a good joke.
This movie's a fucking joke.
I don't know what's happening. Wait, why?
He's trying to hook up with his ex-girlfriend again.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, dude, to get pussy.
Alright?
That's the daughter.
That's... okay.
He's like 70.
Yeah. And couldn't be fucking creepier looking if you tried.
Edit the music down. What the fuck, movie?
Never-ending soundtrack in this fucking movie.
Right.
I mean, if you made a movie and you also wrote music, you'd probably be like, I'm going to play my songs throughout this entire film of mine.
Oh, my God. He fucking sniffed her. Did he just fucking sniff her?
Yes.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
It's going to lead to an awkward sex scene that's going to go on for way too long.
Oh, it does. It does.
Do we see his dick? Because that's going to be
hilarious. Please tell me we see something and we can laugh at it.
What the fuck are they? Jesus Christ.
What are they saying? I can't hear them.
What is happening? What are they doing? Oh, that's the table behind them.
I don't know. There's some kind of Polaroid that one of them gave the other.
No, yeah, they got a picture from one of those people who goes around and takes pictures of couples. And there's like a cactus at the table.
Uh-huh.
Does the cactus?
Sorry,
hold on.
What?
Oh.
How?
He's clearly paying for her company, right?
He's got
ghost load. Listen, this movie's already fucked up because what Mexican restaurant serves champagne? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, Jesus. My God.
Devil worshippers.
Why is there a satanic fucking cult in the middle of all this?
Yeah, she was in a satanic cult and she escaped.
Why did she say there's a coven? That's a completely different thing.
Why?
A coven's a bunch of witches, right? Yeah.
Why does he look like he wants to diddle all the fucking kids?
Nope. Oh,
probably
because that baby that Vigo. Dude, Vigo tried to get that baby.
Are they sacrificing babies?
Yes.
Yes, dude. Let's go. Kill that fucking child. Do it. Slit its throat.
Oh my God. The sex.
Why is he the leader of the cult? He's the leader of the cult.
Is he trying to be the next Eddie Murphy and do all the roles?
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking Anton LaVey. This is legitimately what happened. It's the Church of Satan.
It's the same character. Like, it's the same police chief. He's also a Satanist.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
Why?
No, I'm not kidding
you. We love you, Satan.
I can't handle this.
Satan.
I love that there's a 666 on the sacrificial table.
That is one of the worst looking fucking cheap sets I've ever seen.
Oh my God, there is.
Yeah. Oh my God, he even sounds like Satan.
He almost sounds like Louise. That's of all, honey.
Dude, are they going to do the legitimate fucking Church of Satan sacrifice and communion? You know what they did with that, right? You know how they did that, right?
No, I don't think I did.
Dude, it's so fucked up. Like, they had, like, the main Satan guy, Anton LaVey. He was given, like, they were doing, like, some sort of sacrifice. But they had this naked woman on the altar, like, laying on the altar. And they took, like, communion, like, church communion, and rolled that shit up and put it in this bitch's pussy. And then took it out and ate the communion. Like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Well, you might just want extra yeast with your communion.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's got to be some good bread. Pussy bread?
Good bread.
Yeah, it's the pussy bread.
It's pussy bread, dude. I love pussy. Clancy's dead. Talk about a yeast infection. Shit.
I can't even watch the
movie. Listen, you gotta dip your bread and oil in something, all right?
It's just olive oil pussy juice.
Yes.
Is this a church filmed in that same fucking
police station?
Room? Oh, no, yeah. They shot all the entire movie at the one set.
Yeah.
Look at that ram's head, though. That's the best part.
Right? Bought that at
and the aluminum foil crosses.
Yes.
It looks like it melted.
I bought that at Family Dollar. What happened to the baby?
It's there. It's on the table. There it is.
They're about to eat it.
You maybe.
Those hubcaps on the back wall? What are those? Are those supposed to be pentagrams?
Yeah.
This is what the
your video sucks.
This is what MAGA believes that Democrats do.
Hey, we don't talk about politics on this show, motherfucker, all right?
Well, that is true. But it had to be said. Oh.
Satan does live. Kill that baby!
Oh, my God.
Some life powers and shit.
How many takes do you think this took?
One.
Yeah, one. Literally.
Like, could you imagine being in any of these fucking scenes and then being like, all right, take eight.
Like, yeah, I would kill myself
on set.
Yes.
That baby's fake. It hasn't moved.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it's the same baby. To be sacrificed.
It's the same baby from American Sniper.
Oh, shit. Did you just stab it?
Killing the baby? Oh. Is that what's happening?
Oh, my God.
Yeah! Yes!
You
didn't
even hit your fucking thing.
What?
What are we watching?
Why?
He's like, it's all right, baby. I promise I won't ever talk about Satan ever. Stuck this dick.
Dear, what? The Satanist killed a baby at the altar.
Well, while you're down there.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fuck yeah. Let's go. Satan, baby. Yeah. Let me tell you, it was all Satan that led me to drugs. Let me tell you. It was the tightest shit ever.
Is she laughing about the dead baby?
She could be.
I don't really know what's happening.
See, that she left Hollywood the next day. Cause yeah.
That'll do it to you.
Spend a day in Hollywood and you'll be killing babies too.
Yes. Allegedly.
I can't wait to move to Hollywood and kill babies.
Fall in with a satanic cult and kill babies.
Don't be scared. I kill babies every day. It's fine.
Thousands upon thousands.
Yeah, thousands and thousands of babies die.
This is leading to an awkward sex scene. It's going to. I can feel this is going to happen. I don't like it.
Dude, I got a piss too. Like, this is bullshit. Like, I'm over here trying to hold piss.
I'm pretty sure she literally did not consent to be touched by that man.
No,
in this
scene. That's what I was getting at. She is uncomfortable as fuck.
I don't want to do this scene anymore.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, she's like, don't worry about it, baby. It's fine.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. She's
doing an audition for my movie. I got a couch in the back.
I got a monologue for you.
This three-inch
monologue. Sex scene, I'm just telling you now. Not in this movie.
God.
Not this with that man.
Dude, I'm going to shave my mustache to look like that, dude. I wish I could grow a mustache like that.
He's doing a monologue from Hamlet.
Why?
Here's the thing, based on what I've heard, John the Hart, when he was a struggling actor, every audition he would go to, he basically would do a Tommy Wiseau Marcy. He would just do the to be or not to be speech from Hamlet in every audition, and it basically would be exactly the same as what he's doing right now.
I'm like, what is the difference between him and Tommy Wiseau? There isn't. They're doing the same shit, really.
Oh no, he's getting into it.
What the fuck is this?
How much longer left? Are we even halfway through?
Wow.
We still have an hour left.
Oh, fucking kill me. Jesus.
Oh, the sex scene. Here it comes.
Here comes the champagne.
No.
Here it is. Do we get more bullets? I can fucking use one right now.
There's the champagne.
Yeah, my brain.
Where the fuck are they?
I swear John the Hutt has had at least 200 costume changes every time we've seen him in this movie.
Even if it's in the same scene.
Yes.
Well, this is the one from the last scene.
Yes.
This is like his fifth costume.
Yes.
Wait, and Colin, you need to costumes.
Yes. Oh. Somebody's wood's on fire.
Oh yeah.
Tell me now, sure, my wood is not on fire. Oh.
All that raping.
He rapes
her. What is this fucking song?
This feels awkward. This feels like I'm watching Ghost Can't Do It Again.
Yeah, that was fucking awkward.
Don't worry, I'll get the Sega CD version.
That's even better. Yeah, film that shit. Just, I want to see it in Sega CD vision.
This is how
I can't undo your dress, but we can't do another take.
Oh,
oh yes. There we go.
At least they're nice.
This is what Clancy's going to see.
What?
This is horrifying. Guys, I can't wait for you to see how this looks on my end. It is so much better.
Do I have a choking device? I'm going to end it all right now. I can't deal with this.
Dude, she's drier than the fucking Sahara Desert right now.
She's drier than those burnt logs.
Oh, I shouldn't do that. That's inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. She's getting the eyes.
Oh, boy.
They're getting the eyes.
Oh, my God. Whoa. I thought he was going to eat the ice cube.
Oh.
Do you want to melt it in there, or what is happening?
Oh, she's doing a showgirls on her nipples. You need ice to do... Hard those nipples.
Yeah, well, hers stayed very soft because.
Oh my god, this is so fucking funny.
I'm pretty sure this man has never seen a naked woman in his life.
How much did he pay her?
How much money did she get paid to make this scene? Because
I'm gonna say a lot.
Yeah,
had to, dude.
This is fucking weird.
This is really inappropriate. Just, like, he's
so hard right now, dude. So hard. Did you see his face?
She's really trying to act without being grossed out over it all.
Oh, here comes Satan.
God, I hope so.
Anyway, he's back at the bar.
You mean the basement?
My basement bar, yeah.
Dude, yeah.
In his man cave or whatever.
Is that Larry Bird?
He's sick.
What is this? Why is he wearing a shirt that just says rugby?
Can I piss? I got.
It says
piss so
Marcy.
Bad.
It says polo rugby.
Yeah, I realized it said polo after.
Yeah, I know.
Oh wait, I need to see the Sega CD.
Oh
wait, you didn't say ad. We can't give timestamps because we don't know.
Yes.
I don't think they'll matter at this point.
No, we're back anyway.
And we're back.
Wing's house is at the dartboard.
Oh my god. That last porno scene was some of the most amazing cinematic shit I've ever watched on my laptop. You should do a fucking split screen with that scene, like how you guys see it and how I see it.
Yep.
Believe me, it's not the last time we're going to be seeing scenes like that.
Fuck off. There's only so many times I can kill myself in this episode.
You're still alive. You're not dead. It's fine. Who's Hamlet? Who gives
a shit? Marcy Hamlet. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I want whatever the fuck Wings Hauser was on being in this movie.
He was Quaaludes.
We're still a thing at this time, so I'm going to go with Quaaludes.
Ludes definitely would have helped.
Marcy, do you think Wings Hauser is a total best supporting actor nominee?
You can just win the award at this point.
My fucking god. Oh, he got hit.
So he's not allowed to quote Shakespeare, but this dickhead can do a 20-minute monologue on his fucking date.
What's John C. Reilly doing in this movie?
Give me a classy drink. Give me a Foster's. DK?
Why is there a drink called Beef Eater?
Beef Eater?
Dude, hold on.
It was called Beef Eater.
Dude, a whole minute of watching that fucking sex scene, bro. Jesus Christ.
Between the three videos, 2 minutes. That's how long that fucking trash was. But that quality is amazing.
Dude, you just zoomed in on the tits. That's the tightest shit ever.
Oh, jeez.
It's like watching dial-up porn.
It's so funny, dude. It's so...
It makes the movie so much better.
It's so amazing.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'm dying. What is this? I don't know if this is a 5-star movie or a 0-star movie.
Why not both?
Dude, this is like a really bad N64 sex scene. Like, how the fuck are you dealing with this, dude? I would have quit a long time ago.
Talking about, why have they been talking about this same conversation or whatever for 20 minutes?
Because Wings Hauser's drunk, Marcy, and that's what drunk people do. They always keep talking.
He was just drunk.
They just turned on the camera and just let it go.
Yeah. Hey, man, chill. He forgot how to act. Oh my god, it is Marcy. The room.
Chill out.
Chill out.
Chill out.
All right, chill. I am chill, okay?
I am chill.
No, I think so. Holland's muted.
Oh!
I'm muted because I'm yelling at the dog over here. Oh. She's just licking her paw, like, snarling and grunting and shit, and it's like, shut the fuck up.
Dog that does...
But am I muted?
No one's muted.
No, you're good.
Okay.
He's just like, I'm really fucked. I had too much.
This scene's amazing. He's literally shooting bills.
Dude, that's what I want to do.
I'm just going to
grab a bill and shoot at it.
Bills.
Yeah.
Well, here's the bullets part of Champagne and Bullets.
Shoot your landlord.
Look at all of that shit in his toilet. Yeah.
It's,
that's what going to clog it up. Oh, it goes down.
And look. It goes
tell that, landlord.
Hey! Stop!
Oh, look at that TV.
That's a fucking rapist's apartment.
It's It's not a Tubi Tuesday podcast if I don't yell at an animal.
That is true. Because you don't care about PETA, Colin.
It's not. Yeah.
Don't look at me like that. Just stop licking your fucking paws. It's gross, dude. You are gross. I know you're old, okay? I get it. You know what? Go fucking go back to sleep. That's all you do is sleep. Don't look at me like I'm being an asshole. I'm not being an asshole.
I'm so glad this is going to make it in the podcast.
Everything. Everything unedited, all the false starts, everything.
God, I hope
so. Go lay down.
4-hour episode.
Stop fucking around.
And my Sega CD video.
Yes. Dude, it has to be in there. What do you need? You have to go out?
He was sleeping with his beer. All
right.
He's
covered
with Budweiser.
This guy's fucking American.
Is this found footage all of a sudden? What the fuck?
This looks like one of those shitty documentary films.
It looks like this is your filming drug addicts as a fly on the wall is what this looks like.
Marcy, it's like one of those drug documentaries you would see on HBO.
Yeah.
Right. And the reenactment. This is the reenactment. Yes. For my friends, my cop buddies, and everybody you are fucking on the side.
But you're going to pay me what the court ordered you to pay me. The court ordered you. Jesus. Well, what the fuck do you think he's paying you with? He's got nothing.
Exactly. All he has is beer. Were you
banging him too? Wait, you want me to pay you in Budweiser's? I don't know what his voice is.
You holding his erection?
Yes.
Yes.
Very excited.
He's got a beer boat up.
No, he popped a blue chew before.
Those pants are awfully tight.
Is he bitching about paying child support?
Oh, no, he's paying alimony.
Same thing.
Yeah, same difference. Kind of.
Oh, yeah, she's going out with the judge. / police chief / Satanist leader.
I just want to know when they're going to sacrifice another fucking baby.
Yeah, where's the baby sacrifices? Like, we had one.
Oh, she's got a red rotary phone.
A rotary phone.
Oh, that's...
Okay.
Wow.
Well, what a liar.
Well, lady, you didn't fucking say where you were. Stupid.
Why does she need money if she's with the Satanists anyway?
Why is she pulling her tits out?
Trying to say that he attacked her by ripping her clothes, but that's not how that works.
Oh, that's where he draws you. Fucking titties. God damn you.
Fuck.
Damn you, titties.
Wait. Where the fuck did he come from?
He's the cop that answered the call.
The bushes.
How did he get there in a minute?
Dude, this is exactly what happened to OJ.
Sure it was.
Does that cop have his sleeves rolled up?
Yeah, oh my god, he just spit on that bitch. That's hilarious.
I think this is the only movie I've ever seen where a dude spits on a chick.
And she liked it.
Yeah, look at her. She's aching for it.
This is some scenery chewing performancing going on here.
Yeah, that guy does have rolled sleeves, too.
Yeah.
He looks really stupid.
Why does that one cop look like fucking Doug Benson?
Oh!
Dude, he looks exactly like Doug Benson.
Wow. What?
No wonder you're dead, Nicole.
One of these lines. What the?
Meanwhile, back at the judge / Satan leader / police chief.
Where the fuck are they now?
hotel room?
Tracking card.
The thinnest, ad. Smartest
way to we'll never know. Just
1.8 millimeters thin. Oh, you can skip it.
And built to work seamlessly with
Apple's Find My Network. Skip.
Slide it into your wallet, passport, or bag, and track your essentials anywhere in the world. Smarter, thinner, stronger. The SpotMinders.
It won't let me skip it.
No. God damn it, ads.
Oh, and we're back.
15 minutes.
Sorry, I ripped my blouse and I had to go raid Kyle Baskin's wardrobe.
Did you please tell me you guy are getting slapped in fucking PlayStation 1 mode?
I just realized you're filming. Oh,
there's another one. Holy shit. This is some shit. My god.
Need to put the video with the overlay of like a Sega CD.
Three times he smacked her up.
And she said that other guy hit her when he's just bashing her up.
Oh, is she gonna get naked?
Yeah.
I can't. Oh my god, she is. Oh. Yes.
You gonna spank her?
Oh, he is.
Oh
my god,
I need to see the Sega CD of that.
Right.
Wait till you see how I see it.
Oh yeah,
it's like images. Holy shit. Is that the director, by the way?
No,
this man has never spanked a bottom in his life.
And he's slapping each cheek.
She doesn't hurt her.
This is like some fucking BDSM. Jesus.
Whoa.
And give a kiss.
Yeah.
Look, what I do on my weekends is my business. I don't need to see it in the movie.
It's not domestic violence if he kisses it.
It's fine. If you say, Daddy, please spank me.
Oh my god. Oh, his giant Satan dick's coming out.
I've heard of Satan. You know what this is called? This is called Satan dick.
Yeah. Now he's got a judge's something?
Marcy, he has multiple. You know, Marcy, in today's economy, you need at least 3 jobs to survive.
Yeah, but I mean, did they upgrade the courthouse now?
Yes.
Has his hair changed with every profession?
Yeah.
Okay.
How did he get on the jury?
Is there a point to any of this movie? I am
He looks like Jeffrey Dahmer.
I've never acted before in my life, and I'm going to be monotone in all this.
He looks like hungover Mark Ruffalo at the point.
He does.
Extremely erratic conduct. Our complaint in this matter arises from an incident in which he assaulted a defenseless woman. Why? What is this?
But he didn't do anything.
He's a menace.
Bring me pictures of Spider-Man!
For Christ's sakes, who the hell do you think you are, huh? I mean, to me, you're just some asshole.
I'll let you off if you bring me 20 babies to kill for Satan.
Yeah, you just tell the judge to fuck off. That's how you get off.
Yeah.
Like, look, I'm
a model fucking citizen, motherfucker.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, thank God. I'll be eating soon.
Hey, come here.
Contempt of cat.
Wait, did you get the spanking? I need to see that. Yeah.
Keep coming. Come on.
The Sega CD slapping is amazing.
This woman's getting fucking slapped. It's so funny.
It's so good. In the Sega CD with the spanking is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Oh, shit. She's worn the same outfit, and what the fuck? Now he's got glasses.
She looks like a busted can of biscuits right now.
She's like the Dolly Parton you get off Tebow.
No, that's like Dolly Parton where you melted the wax all over her and then beat the shit out of it for 20 years. And then remelted it and brought it out.
Got to come in here, do a bit of cleaning. He's got the beer sweats.
Is this in the courtroom again?
Yeah, I think they just put the cell there. I do leave the
mop water.
He's just gonna drink bleach.
I'm like, he's just
gonna
drink
gosh, bleach. He's so thirsty for alcohol. He's gonna drink bleach.
He's just turning into the Hulk now.
Maybe.
Huck the Hulk.
Does this whole thing need to be filmed? Hello? Okay, good.
Oh, wait, now there's a sexy nun? What is going on?
Still
in the Does she room? Show her titties too?
Does he bang the sexy nun?
Nun tits?
Nun tits.
Well, there's a lot of movies from the 70s where you can see the nun tits.
Yeah.
Nub tits are called nits. There's no life circumstance. Okay, so hold on, Marcy, hold on. There we go.
Hey, sound effects on this show?
Yes.
Okay. So, we're just rolling with the fact that Wings Hauser isn't acting. This is just...
I don't think he was during this movie. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he was just drunk the entire movie.
That was just a glass of vodka he drank.
Yes. That whole jug of water is just all vodka.
Yes.
Or a toe, like Colin.
That's right.
Nine toes, Colin. Sorry, that was me.
That is absolutely a glass of vodka, and he's just fucking hammered right now.
Mm. There was not a second he was sober during any of this. No way.
That was a really pretty nun, too. Oh, look, he got a stripper.
And she brought him a flower for some reason.
Does it have vodka in it?
Yeah, drink it.
Can I drink the plant water? Is it fermented?
Can I crush the flower and the alcohol comes out
what
of it?
What the fuck is the bleach thing?
He tried to kill himself.
He did the bleach thing. What's the bleach thing?
He did the bleach challenge.
He was the originator of the Tide Pod eating challenge.
Yes.
He's drinking bleach. My God, stop touching that dude, please. It's
stop touching
weird.
That 80-year-old man.
It's so fucking uncomfortable.
This whole movie fucking is very
Larry Bird
uncomfortable.
Looking motherfucker. Like David Spade.
He just looked at the camera.
He did. Like, he was like, you can cut.
You can cut now.
Oh, God, that pussy wagon right there.
Blue jumpsuit?
Yeah. Was she in Fallout?
What is she wearing?
Yes. She's wearing a Fallout cosplay.
She just abandoned those two dolls. Dogs? Like, what the fuck? Is this where Satan lives?
No, this is where her parents live.
Are they Satanists too?
No, unfortunately, they're not.
Why is he wearing leather pants?
They're worse. They're evangelicals.
Dude, you stop touching her. What the fuck glasses are you wearing now? Look at this asshole.
Dude, he looks older than her parents.
Oh my God.
That outfit. I think, Marcy, we're going to put the costumes in this movie up for the Best Fashion Award.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Dad, can't I just... You're supposed to take that guy seriously. You wait out here.
We'll get your clothes. Dad, I just want to come in here. I have at least another 7 more costume changes in this movie, and I need my clothes.
And he's got to wear his leather fucking pants, all right?
He is wearing leather pants.
Yeah, he is.
That shirt.
It's probably... He's probably sweating so bad in those. It's California.
So, sister, mother, daughter, does these leather pants show off my ass?
Way too big.
I'm
going to
flex on this. Check it, babe.
You know what? You know what, guys? I miss recording with you guys. It has been a long 2 months.
And being very fucking confused as to what the fuck we're watching and why.
Yeah. Why don't you both call
me? Where's the mom her age?
Right?
This guy looks like John Wayne Gacy.
Yes!
Yes. I don't do drugs or worship the devil.
This is Rick. He was on the police force for 7 years. This is Rick.
Can I worship Satan with you? I'm John Wayne Gacy.
That is him. You're wrong about that. You never gave me a chance. I raised you right. I taught you a good moral life, a religious life. Wow, sound department really worked hard on this one.
Right. The boom mic's too far.
Yeah, I don't know if they had a boom mic.
We can't change the shot.
Yeah. Watch your tongue, young lady. All you had to do
was live a right, full life with the mind what I This is the point where you actually cut to the... to the others during the dialogue scene.
This is right, young lady. He's got the fucking script in his hands.
They're rehearsing.
Because I have.
This is a rehearsal.
They're rehearsing. Yes. You to be strong like that. You chose to be weak in the face of temptation.
Don't waste your time with trying to help her. Everything you say just goes in one ear and out the other. You are just that mom is baked out of her mind. She's not my mother.
Nah, it's not her mum, because her mum runs the bar, remember? He married a younger woman.
God, this is a fucking Christopher Nolan-esque all-star cast right here.
She only had one box of clothes? Oh, two.
Yes.
The dog's dead. You see that dead dog?
I did.
All right, let's go to the fallout shelter. Yeah,
let's go to fallout.
You've only lived there your whole life, and we only have 2 boxes of clothes for you.
Oh well. Oh yeah. By the way, Marcy, we find out that woman wasn't her mother; that's her stepmom.
Oh,
stepmom.
So it is a sister mother daughter situation.
Yes.
Well. For the convenience of the production, they could only fit 2 boxes in that piece of shit to begin with. So,
the story had to see it drive off.
Oh yes! God.
Light acoustic guitar music.
He's just gonna eat her out in the sunset. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Turn this music off, dude.
I opened him singing.
It's him singing, dude.
It is. He wrote the songs and sung on them as well. This is how much of a vanity project it was.
I mean, it's cheaper than buying rights to songs.
Well, yes. Write your own songs for movies.
Yeah, yeah.
So, clearly there's no dialogue happening. Is this... an outtake of him trying to convince her to do that weird sex scene?
Yes.
And they just roll the cameras and put this song over the fucking over their conversation.
Yes. It is a rock. Well, you see, there's 2 different cuts of this movie. One is called Road to Revenge, which is, I believe, is about 89 minutes long, and then there's another one called Get Even, which is 75 minutes long.
Don't Don't tell me that The Road to Revenge is any better than Sisu.
Whoa.
The sequel, wasn't it? Revenge.
You know who this guy looks like? You know who this guy looks like, Marcy? He looks like Michael Caton.
No, the guy just looks like a pedophile. Ew! Oh, God.
What is going on, dude?
Another song. She's
just... Oh, now she has to dry her clothes.
Yeah.
She's just gonna give him a handy in the bathtub.
He's got his undies on in there.
He just looked at the camera again.
He's horrible.
Yeah, but he's wearing his underwear in the bar.
Oh, oh my god. That dude
fucking song
right now.
He's trying to sound like Elvis.
This is so bad.
Oh!
Oh my god!
Oh!
Oh! Hello! Oh! Oh hell!
Gotta record these love scenes.
Dude, come on! Get on it, dude.
Colin's waiting to see it.
This is fucking incredible. This is dialogue that I've never fucking seen.
This is like watching your parents have sex. This is awkward.
I feel like this might be more awkward.
Please look at the camera. Please look at the camera.
He was about to, but she distracted him. Oh, better have that champagne. Because it's called champagne and bullets.
Dude, it's in slow motion. I want to know how slow it is for you, Clancy.
It's in slow motion for you guys. I thought it was just me. Oh my god.
No, it's in slow motion.
She just spit that champagne in his mouth. Oh my god.
Oh.
Handy.
Good lord.
What are you barking at?
Like, it's made even better because obviously you guys are moving normally, and this is not.
Oh.
Oh boy. How many drugs were consumed during this production?
I like how she's basically all into it and he's just like,
He's like, my wife is gonna kill me.
Because he has to wear his undies in there.
He's trying to hold it in.
Pretty much.
Is he pooping in there now?
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. They basically shot this scene from two separate angles back and played them back to back.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same moves and everything.
Why did we need to add the runtime so much?
You know he requested that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Jesus, again.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Look at that ass.
Just you fuckers wait. All you viewers that are going to see this. Holy shit.
This is so...
Oh.
And I thought they were awkward in the room and Samurai Cop.
But you know why, Marcy? Because they don't actually have the film's director and star sing songs over the sex scene.
What? And what champagne is clear? Like that.
It looks like he's falling asleep.
Dude, this whole scene is killing me, dude.
But where is she meant to be fucking him as well?
It's like
what is he doing?
They're fucking to the music and it's so off. It's just so bad.
Is he on? Did he pass out from Xanax?
I think he did pass out. I think this is the first time he's ever had sex with a woman.
They're all Quaaludes or something, dude.
This is the Prozac version of the showgirl sex scene in the pool.
It is.
I hope.
Dude, my stomach hurts. Oh.
You guys.
What are we doing with our lives? She's.
Why are we still watching this?
You know why? Because sex sells.
Sex.
Oh!
Oh, ad.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston. Ad.
I thought it was still going.
It's still going.
I thought the ad was had to be a director up for like, us. In the movie, saying, all right, enough. Or whatever.
Right. Oh, and they're done.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. I'm dying, dude.
After that 20-minute sex scene, we're gonna get married.
Oh my god!
Meanwhile, at rehab,
right?
Puck's at rehab. Emotional support doll with him as well.
He literally is.
You're gonna love those videos even more now,
dude. I'm watching them right now.
Now, Colin, when you had to do. Colin, I mean, I haven't been to rehab. Is this what rehab is like?
Yeah, you just look at shit. You imagine things. There's naked bitches everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just like what it is.
Is that the Indian fuck doll from before?
Yes.
Yep.
It's his support doll. Emotional support doll. And what J-string is she wearing?
Why is everybody orange?
This is the rehab where you go to still be drunk at.
Why do they all have colored hair like that?
He's just swimming in vodka.
My God, that outfit. Fucking.
And his hair's red.
These videos are killing me, dude. I can't.
Why is he talking about Huckleberry Finn now?
He's talking about slavery now.
Oh my god.
I can't.
Basically, he's gone to rehab and now he wants to start his own religion.
did he go to rehab?
Why is he drinking at his rehab?
Yeah, he's drinking at rehab.
That's Jeff Foxworthy and Larry Bird, right there.
Wearing the same outfit, the most 90s outfit ever.
That is beautiful.
Meanwhile, at the wedding...
Oh, look,
he's wearing a tracksuit!
Why is he wearing a tracksuit to his wedding?
It's the only thing he had that's white.
Does that guy need a piss behind him?
Dude, he is hammered. I've been there. I've swayed that way before.
Oh my god,
I've been that drunk.
Dude, he is fighting for his life right now. What is he doing?
And the not only is he fighting for his life. Not only is he drunk, he looks like his outfit is like at least five sizes bigger than it needs to be.
That was one of the greatest things I've ever fucking seen.
He was hammered as fuck, dude.
Dude, that dude was pounding off in his pants. I love you. Oh my god.
I now pronounce you grandfather and child.
Well, the way you saw those sex scenes looked better than what we saw. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I do.
The Clancy version is better.
Mom, you made it.
Oh. Dude tried kissing that woman and she wasn't fucking having it.
Another sex scene?
Whoa!
Oh, yes.
Okay.
This is spicy.
Now that she's married, she's now becoming a dirty, dirty girl.
Please tell me this bullshit song is one he wrote.
Oh, you know he wrote it.
Yeah, of course he definitely did, wrote it.
Good God.
Look how excited he is.
Express any emotion whatsoever.
Nope. That's why he's a best actor contender. Oh! Mm-hmm.
Wait, she got undies under her undies.
Well, to be fair, Marcy, that G-string is barely classified as undies.
Right.
You know, honey, I have to take you to school in about 5 minutes, so...
What?
Let's just switch the fucking music.
The music.
This is the love-making music? Oh,
God. Oh, my God, what is this?
Oh.
Oh boy. Maintain eye contact. Maintain eye contact.
What? No, Freddy.
No!
No, Freddy. I don't have anything for you. Go to bed.
Marcy is horrified.
No, Freddy's getting angry at her.
Freddy's getting angry there's too many sex scenes in this movie. Mm-hmm.
And they're going really slow.
When I tell you that one of the other cuts of this movie cuts out all the sex scenes.
Why didn't we watch that version?
Like 15 minutes?
Yes.
Fuck, is this song to this?
I have the weirdest boner right now.
We all have weird boners.
Right, all of us. Here and now. Sing along to this.
Oh,
oh God, that mole.
Oh.
Whoa, dude, what the fuck? That's bigger than both of her nipples.
Yeah, what is happening?
Did somebody say weird boner? Hello, everybody. Boo. Oh, she's looking at the camera.
Yeah, because she heard me. To stop. No, okay.
Satan, baby.
Oh, this fucking guy.
This fucking guy.
Wow. Scar.
Snake Scar. What?
That's Mufasa's brother. You see, I cannot afford to have the neighbors be suspicious. What up, cat? Because of the
guests that I have on my night. He wears his sunglasses at night. Mm. Who does he think he is, Bono?
So, what's meant to be happening? Like, is this devil cult doing something? Or?
Well, they're gonna finally take revenge on basically Huck and what's his face.
Yeah, but revenge for what exactly?
Because they know they've been sacrificing kids. She's hanging around with some. Oh, no, wait a minute.
They can't find the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I forgot. No, they want to kill the girl now because, you know, she was part of the cult and she knows too much. Cowboy here.
Okay.
You want me to whack a girl up, whack off a girl, or whack off a girl?
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ! I picked this movie, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And what a way to start off your tenure, yep. Caleb Clancy.
Dude, I'm sorry, this is... everyone.
Nothing don't is be, because this is come hilarious.
Close to the
Uh-oh. Experience Uh-oh. Ever.
Yes. Look at that hard ass.
What is that tattoo of a needle on his face?
Isn't that a scar? Is he a scar?
I don't like the where this is gonna go, guys. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, what, is it gonna be titties?
Let's just say there's unconsensual cuddling going on very soon.
A struggle cuddle.
A struggle cuddle,
struggle
yes.
Struggle cuddling?
The way that the video is coming across me, it looks, it reminds me of like the Command and Conquer cutscenes. It just looks so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Flavor Town.
It's so good. And we can help
you to remember. No!
Whoa!
Sacrifice her.
Thank God, are they gonna go full accused on her? With the
essentially. On the arcade machines, all of them.
But she doesn't know anything.
Oh.
She doesn't. Oh, they'll get information from her.
Damn it, Shawn Michaels, leave her alone.
Dude, yeah, I'm sure that's how that works.
You are no longer a sexy boy in my eyes, Shawn Michaels.
Oh, they're just going.
They're going.
Oh.
Honey, I'm gonna go with you this morning to the club and hang out with Mom while you're working.
Wait. We went from the accused to Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
What the fuck?
That's him.
That's the high priest. What?
How did she just see that picture randomly there?
Yes.
With the junk? Just is that... what is that picture?
It's in their hotel room.
I'm scared, Rick.
Except for that one woman they struggle cuddle, but that's beside the point.
They didn't kill her.
God, I thought this was Steven Seagal for a second.
Yeah.
It could be, because they're going out to look for Subway and KFC.
Dude, his scar got bigger on his face.
The new makeup department. Good God. The budget for the outfits on this fucking guy.
They're just wearing their own clothes, dude.
Literally. This is their clothes.
Well, we're going tomorrow. I don't know. Fucking pull something out of your closet, bud.
And best fashion goes to champagne and bullets.
Bet they win the entire thing. Like, okay, like, fuck all the categories. They win for the year. Like, that's it.
Yes.
The random neighbor waving. Did you see the random neighbor waving at the...
Oh, I missed that. Is this in slow motion for you too?
Yes.
No.
It's not exactly fast.
They're driving slow, though, so they don't have accidents on the road.
He's never driven a motorcycle in his life.
What? You're right there? Why'd
you
pull
they're going
inside?
That slow.
Well, we should wait for them.
I'll be back in a second.
This, oh my God, the action is too intense.
just like Speed.
Oh, yes. This, oh, Speed wishes it was this good.
Yes.
No titties in Speed, though.
No, but we did get Sandy Bullock.
Dude, Scarface is like, where'd they go? Lost them in the dust.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, they were in a motorbike accident.
Wow.
See, this is what happens when you don't wear your helmet.
She had a helmet on.
Yeah, but she did it.
Oh. What? He didn't protect his wife? What is wrong with you, old
man? Damn it, did I miss her getting killed?
They got into a bike accident. Yeah. They crashed.
He's gonna fuck that course.
Did he crash on purpose? Because he's a shit driver? Did they run off the road?
Yeah, well, they were being chased by Scarface, no, and then, yeah.
Oh. So was she dead? With a little bump on her head?
He's just making out with her.
Just leave it a last kick.
Well, you know, I haven't made out with a... You know, I haven't had sex with a corpse before.
Is this when it becomes necromantic, or...?
Yes.
Let me finger you one more time.
Ew.
You've always been too warm for me.
Yeah.
Now I really gotta spit on it.
They oh my god, straight like to the funeral. The,
what?
Like it's the Sopranos.
Mount Cemetery. It's the same place where they got married.
Literally, like backyard. 2 minutes ago.
What is he fucking looking at?
What is Wings Hauser doing?
He's
wasted. He thinks he's Stevie Wonder right now.
He is just always off in another fucking planet.
Really?
His direction was look as fucked up as you possibly can be. And he's like, I'll fucking double that. All right? Like, yeah. Start getting hammered, drinking
literally
vodka.
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
You know what's even better is I'm not even going to be acting.
Yeah.
Right.
Acting not required.
I just got to show up, bud.
They just paid him in beer.
Holy fuck.
Man's never punched a bag in his life.
I'm that tough guy.
Dude, that's what my kids look like when they hit their body bag.
Oh my gosh, it's the main character from, what's that show? One Piece.
One Piece?
Yeah.
He's dressed up as the character from One Piece.
Oh, was it going to make that same joke, but you didn't?
No, dude, it's the millionaire from Gilligan's Island.
I mean, I could be a friend to you, but I have somebody else who will be a friend to you instead, because I'm too fucked up.
So I'm...
Here's your emotional support doll.
Okay, so Rick. Here's your emotional support Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You saved my fucking life. Hammered.
What the fuck was that?
I think Wings Hauser just showed up on set while he was shooting this boxing. Yeah.
He just showed up while they were filming this movie.
With the doll for no reason.
Yeah.
Is he pretending the bag is his ex-wife?
Yeah.
Oh, now he's going for revenge.
Oh, Rambo's
now he's hunting
out
for rabbits.
Look at this fucking putz.
Oh,
we have 10 minutes left?
What?
We have 10 minutes left.
Oh, oh my god, that was amazing.
How has this felt like the longest but also shortest movie I've ever seen?
That kill was fucking dynamite. That was Punisher. Like, oh.
Let me put my Edith glasses on.
What do you think of the glasses? The same fucking ones I've worn the whole fucking movie. Now you're going to ask me.
He really wants to be Burt Reynolds.
Bad.
Yep.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Why are they rocking?
He's a drug lord.
Is this a drug deal?
Yes.
And this movie's supposed to end in less than 10 minutes. And we're
because you got
to
remember, the movie begins with a drug deal because he was the one who's dealing the drugs.
I you know, I forgot a lot of this movie.
Yeah. To be fair, I don't really know what we've been watching.
That's why. It's hard to focus.
Mm-hmm. Is he just selling that girl for the drugs?
Maybe. Why don't you come inside and let me offer you and your lovely
companion something to drink? What would you like? Or maybe kill a baby. No,
gracias. Baby juice only.
Baby juice.
Come here, sit down, and let's do it. Let's kill that baby.
Why did he suddenly sound like Tony Montana? It's gonna be like, now you're safe, I'm off to my left, friend.
Who's that?
Hey there, double ugly.
What transition was that?
I hated him anyway.
Okay.
Wow.
You're about to see some of the laziest action set pieces of all time.
Oh. You mean compared to the rest of the movie?
Yes.
Not too shabby. Okay. That's wrong. You hope the rest of your product
is as good as this. We're going to be in business a long time. How is he getting high off of that one little lick? Like
my cell phone.
They need to bring back phones that look like that.
Speak into my brick cell phone.
Bro.
Somebody just whacked one of the inside guards. What? No one says that.
Somebody just whacked the guard.
What do you mean somebody?
Whacked him off or?
Why did he just
whack off a guy?
Hey, by the way,
this is
dead.
Oh! Got shot!
Bye bye, bitch!
Oh, what?
Oh! There's no bang coming out of that gun!
It's like Time Crisis.
Yeah. I was gonna say!
Literally,
guys, I am gonna blow your fucking minds with
yes.
Literally plays like a fucking CDI Sega CD gun game.
It's Time Crisis on Sega. It is.
He's just ripping lines just out of a briefcase.
Wow, that shirt. Yeah. Wow, you've got enough dope
there to do 30 years. To do 30 years.
Do you have any babies I could sacrifice?
Yeah, where's the sacrifice babies?
Where are they?
Look at Shawn Michaels.
It kind of really does look like Shawn Michaels. It's weird.
But you're not a baby, so I can't sacrifice you.
He's just a rapey boy?
He's a rapey boy. I'm sorry. He's a struggle cuddle boy.
Struggle cuddle boy.
I think the wrong word. Oh! What the fuck?
Wings House is here to the rescue.
Dude, his hammered ass shot himself in the leg.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it wasn't supposed to happen.
And that was like a real accident on set.
He's like, wait, fuck, give me some vodka.
He was in leather pants again? God
damn. What?
That's not how you're supposed to do that. I want to thank you for all the bounty you bestowed upon me today.
And I hope that I please you in every way. Yes, Satan.
He's black with a pants.
That outfit.
Me again, you loser. You're the kind of puke that makes the world decay.
But within this case, I have enough contraband to make us both.
silver tongue devil. I don't sell my soul. Why is he holding the gun like that?
I don't think he's ever held a gun before. The only woman I
ever loved. And he's so cut up about it.
But what did this man do in his regular life where he decided he had to make this?
Look at these fight scenes. These two geriatric men fighting each other.
My fucking god.
he's been stabbed. Now he's the sacrificial baby.
Hey, though. Not a problem. Where did the fucking knife come from?
That was the death scene.
And that's the end of the movie. What the fuck happened? I don't fucking know.
Well, we've killed everybody. Let's get out of here.
That was the longest 10 minutes of my life.
Oh, another fucking song.
Oh, he's going to get with the nun.
Dude, he's going to fuck the nun.
He's totally the fucking nun.
Colin, you need this American denim jacket.
Yes. He got that with Marlboro Miles.
He looked like that guy that was dying of cancer or whatever on the cigarette packet.
I like how basically what they did to make this look like a graveyard is just put one gravestone there.
Right. They did better set to decorating in Plan 9 from Outer Space.
But they did.
This is at a kid's park. Maybe you could say a prayer. Actually, it wouldn't be at a kid's park because I don't think he's allowed near any.
No, he's on a registry, I'm sure.
Fucking looks like you shouldn't be anyway.
Okay, sister. I guess I can come back a little later and he's wearing his Canadian tuxedo. Thank
you so much. Yeah.
But you have to make an extra American.
Is there not a pound of dirt?
She's alive!
She's alive!
They had a whole funeral!
Oh, what kind of government cover up bullshit is this?
Oh my god, they faked their death.
He's like, well, I just killed like 15 people.
Literally. So I killed 15 people for nothing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're dead.
Oh my god.
So can we do another 15-minute sex scene? And that's the end of the movie.
Thank god.
Open for another one.
What the fuck was this?
Is there a sequel to this movie? Because that's hilarious.
Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, this was the director, the writer, producer, co-director, and star, and co-songwriter's first and only film.
And casting director. He was the fucking casting director. Mm-hmm. So that very much explains the explicitly long sex scenes.
It's the Chibi Slide. The MacGyver grip?
What's a MacGyver grip?
I don't know.
Dog trainer.
He wrote all the songs!
Was there a fucking dog in this movie?
There was.
There were two dogs.
There was two dogs in like one.
Oh, that's right.
Scenes.
The ones that did nothing on the patio.
Yeah, literally, they were
patio.
Just on the thing. I guess that's the end of that movie.
Yep, that's the end of the movie.
Oh my god.
Fuck me.
My god.
Thanks for joining us for whatever the fuck we just watched. cheers.
That was
we'll see you next time. Bye.
Well, that was our 6th anniversary show, everybody, and we kicked it off pretty well for after our little 2-month hiatus. Oh, what a way to start. But anyways, though.
That was fucking wild, dude. That was wild as fuck.
I'm never going to be the same again, and I'm so glad I experienced it with my three besties.
Hell dude, yeah. I'm going to have nightmares of this movie. Like, legit. I'm going to go to sleep and have nightmares.
I'm going to be having nightmares about ice, as in ice cubes, not ice the group.
Yeah, well, that was hard. And not
deeper.
That was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know what, Clancy? It was the perfect way to start off your tenure on the show.
Yes. Yeah. With the mishaps, the outtakes, and it's going to be a fucking great one. And there are so many unnecessarily long periods of titties in this movie that this will be the most downloaded episode yet.
Yes.
Possibly.
Dude, but
that was so God. Fucking funny.
Oh, that geez.
I died a few times in that.
Oh, we all did. We all did. But gang, that was the our 6th anniversary show of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And thanks to all of our listeners who tuned in for it. And also, if you're watching it on the Patreon, or at least the video version on Patreon, to see the madness that we just experienced. But before we wrap up the show today, Marcy, where can people find you on the internet this week?
I don't know. I'm not terribly active on internets at the moment, but supermarcy.com. Look up the 2B Tuesdays podcast and listen to us. And Super Marcy on socials and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd.
Nice. And Colin, where can people find your sexy self out there on the internet?
Nowhere. Find me, bitches.
Yes. Or people can listen to you on other podcasts, like when we were, you guested on episodes of Beat vs. Living Dead, and as well as when we did Reels of Justice together.
Dude, that was tight. I listened to that the other day. I was like, this is hilarious. It was so funny. I was a real lawyer for one
you
time.
You were, you did.
Yes. And you won the court case, Colin.
I did. I fucking won that.
And Clancy, where can people find you on the internet this week?
God, I don't even want to tell you. on Facebook and Instagram, I guess. I don't know. I'm still working on my old. What?
Yeah, I said we're old. We use Facebook. Yeah, MySpace. Oh shit! I should make that.
Oh yeah, MySpace is coming back. MySpace is coming back, people.
Bring back MySpace. Let's go.
The world is healing. The world
exactly
is healing.
Hasn't been the
exactly.
Same since we lost MySpace.
I wonder if I still have my old Matrix background, where like all the fucking down.
Yes.
I think mine was pink and glittery.
Yeah. Preparing you guys to be in my top 8 friends.
Dude, I just really hope like all of my old shit from high school is still on there. Cause I just want to read that so bad.
I'd be so scared to see what mine ever would have said on there.
Yeah, oh, I'm not. It's gonna be the greatest emo album ever.
Speaking of emo albums, Bede, where can people find you?
Yes. Well, people want to find all things emo with me. You can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, Letterboxd under Bede. Jemine, find all my work over at supermarcy.com and as well as the other podcasts that you and I host together, Marcy. And if people have been enjoying everything the Super Network, go to patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and just as little as $1, you get early access to all episodes of this show and the exclusive video versions of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And also you can listen to my solo show, Beat vs. the Living Dead, and its many spin-off shows on podcast streamers everywhere. So yep, that is it, guys. Episode 2019 is done, and we'll be back next Tuesday for... 219.
What the fuck?
It's our first day back.
Drunk?
Yes. Call me Bede Hauser. But I'll rephrase that. And yes, this is 219 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And be back next Tuesday for episode 220, which will be Marcy's pick.
Someone's pick.
It's my pick, and we're gonna get boobies and the original Leatherface for some reason and dinosaur-looking things.
That'll be a future episode, that with the monkey.
Will there be another baby being sacrificed?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
But until then, we'll see questions. Everyone next Tuesday, and we won't be on another massively long break. So
indeed. So we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
You just made a big mistake. And the other end, the white powder.
We're dancing.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
This court is now in session.
Smuggling drugs when you're a cop.
Hey there, devil ugly.
I don't sell my soul to the devil.
Don't touch it!
Oh.